Welcome to the Ohio High School Athletic Association Girls Basketball State Tournament. Let's go courtside to the Jerome Schottenstein Center in Columbus for this state tournament game on the OHSAA Radio Network.
It's the 43rd Annual Girls State Basketball Tournament from the Schottenstein Center from Value City Arena. We come your way. It's games 3 and 4 of semifinal Thursday. Division 4 semis already concluded, and now we get ready for the Division 3 action. Number 1 ranked Versailles gets set to battle Elyria Catholic in our first of the two. The second game of the night has Ottawa Glandorf meeting Afrocentric. Coming up, you will hear from the broadcast team. I'm Scott Leo. Lori Bodnar will join me in just a moment, and Michelle Memna patrolling the sidelines for our Division 3 coverage this evening. Versailles 25-1 on the year, champions of the Midwest Athletic Conference, looking for their third state championship in program history. They are making their ninth appearance in the Final Four. The Panthers of Elyria Catholic are 22-5 out of the Great Lakes Conference. They are looking for their first state championship. It's their first Final Four appearance since 2011, second overall. We'll come back and set the scene as we get you ready for the tip-off here in the Division III Girls Basketball State Semifinals. But first, let's pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. You are listening to the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Student-athletes are unique, and so are their sports injuries. They need a level of expertise found only at Nationwide Children's Hospital. Our sports medicine experts offer something adult care providers can't, a complete understanding of the student-athlete at 8 convenient locations across Central Ohio. To get your student-athletes back in the game and keep them there, start by visiting nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine for more information. That's nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want an edge on your competition? Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk. It provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association State Championships are the pinnacle of every high school season.
The Wayne Warriors have won their first ever state championship.
He's going to get it easily. Touchdown.
Shoots and scores.
The OHSAA Radio Network brings you the play-by-play call for the football state championships and the state tournaments in girls and boys basketball, baseball, and softball.
We are live at Huntington Park.
This will not show up on the stat sheet, but Jocelyn Meyer just set a little screen, allowed her teammate to get open. Great job.
They get it to McIntyre. Quick out on the baseline to Hoop, and she knocks it down.
Shooters are shooters, and they're capable of knocking them down at any time.
Ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Steichman, has it behind the back. Throw to first. He got him.
Over 50 stations, thousands of listeners, and countless memories from OHSAA championships.
This is Paul Keels.
This is David Wilson.
This is Todd Bell.
This is Scott Leo.
This is Michael Regai.
This is Todd Walker.
You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
How do you respect the game? Log on to OHSAA.org/RTG.
Getting you set for Versailles against Elyria Catholic in the Division III Girls State Semifinals. Top-ranked Versailles, unranked Elyria Catholic. The winner moves on to play in Saturday afternoon's championship game. Scott Leo back with you. My broadcast partner at the table tonight is Lori Bodnar. And Lori, thanks for being along for the ride here as we get ready for championship basketball. And I know that you echo this thought. When you get to this point, whether you're like Versailles and you've been here a bunch, or you're like Elyria Catholic, and for every player, it's their first trip to Columbus, this is pretty special.
This is pretty special. And, you know, I remember Coach Stonebreaker saying in a conference little meeting that she thought her kids were a little complacent and, you know, and taking it for granted. And then she talked a little bit about it. And now she says that she could see the passion and the excitement in this team. And with Elyria Catholic, the same thing. You know, they beat an undefeated Chippewa team, and they're just so excited to be here.
It is a Versailles squad that is appearing in the state Final Four for the fourth time in the last 5 years. And that's pretty remarkable. The expectation now is to be here every year. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. The Tigers still had to take care of business.
They did, you know, and in the regional tournament games, holding teams to 29 points on average. I mean, so they really picked it up defensively to get here.
As for Elyria Catholic, it's the first trip for any of these players. The only other time they made the Final Four was 2011. You mentioned the win over Chippewa by 10. They beat Newton Falls in a 3-overtime thriller in the regional semis. So they've earned their way to Columbus.
They have, you know, and I'm looking forward to for a thrilling game tonight just as well.
We have the starting lineups and the tip-off coming up. But first, we'll tell you about some of the top players for each of these teams as we continue from midcourt here at Value City Arena. Let's pause for these messages from your local station. You are listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Gavin DeGraw for RAD, recruiting artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. In less time than it takes to play your favorite tune, someone will be killed or injured in an alcohol-related crash. If you party, plan ahead. Designate before you celebrate. Sad stories make great songs, but happy endings make bitter lives. Friends, don't let friends die.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Only one half of 1% of all high school student athletes play basketball in college. But all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Top-ranked Versailles, 27-1 on the season, meeting up with 22-5 Elyria Catholic, the Tigers and the Panthers in the first of two semifinals here tonight. It's the Division III state tournament. Scott Leo and Lori Bowden are back with you. Our third member of the broadcast team is Michelle Mimna. You will hear from her in just a bit. Lori, as we look at some of the top players in this game tonight, you have to start with Cammie McEldowney for Versailles. Second team All-Ohio, the senior point guard. She kind of does it all for Jackie Stonebreaker's squad.
Yeah, and, you know, Jackie said, you know, she's like a second coach on the floor. And that's what you want as a coach, and have that kind of a confidence in your point guard where, you know, she could just go out and pick a play and run it. I mean, she's actually given her that much leeway to running this team.
14 points and 4 assists per game for the 5'7 senior guard. She also grabs a pair of rebounds per contest. It's a Versailles team that features depth, and that's been a staple for their program here in recent history. So outside of McEldowney, there are still several players that can step up when they need a basket and when they need a defensive stop.
Oh, yes. I mean, you look at Danielle Winter. I mean, this season she's averaging 10.6 points a game. But the stat that sticks out to me is that she has 98 offensive rebounds this season. So, I mean, so she's getting it, if not on a pass from the inside, she's getting it off the offensive boards.
On the other side, for the Panthers of Elyria Catholic, it'll be interesting to see if McEldowney and Williams are guarding one another. Faith Williams, the 5'5 junior guard, she's the top scorer on the team from the perimeter at 11 points per game. And She has quite a motor.
She does. And you know, she's going to be out there, you know, with 47 steals this season. She's going to be in McEldowney's shorts, if you want to say that. But she is. She's an offensive threat for this team. And another one are the twins, Abby and Allie Winnen. You know, they're both top 50 sophomores in the state.
And they might give the Panthers a little bit of a size advantage in this matchup tonight. More to come from Value City Arena, Versailles against Elyria Catholic. Let's pause for these messages from your local station. You are listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
I'm Gavin DeGraw for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. In less time than it takes to play your favorite tune, someone will be killed or injured in an alcohol-related crash. If you party, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Sad stories make great songs, but happy endings make better lives. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Only one half of 1% of all high school student-athletes play basketball in college. But all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The Division III Girls Basketball State Tournament semifinals just moments away from tip-off in game number one, Versailles versus Elyria Catholic. Game two, scheduled for an 8 o'clock start tonight, it'll be Ottawa-Glandorf meeting Columbus Afrocentric. We'll get you the starting lineups, have the tip-off and all the play-by-play action in just a couple of moments. Versailles under 15-year head coach Jackie Stonebreaker. She is closing in on 300 wins for her career, sitting at 297 coming into the state semis. The Tigers out of the tough Midwest Athletic Conference, where they've racked up about 125 state championships in all sports. And so it's nothing new for a MAC school to be here playing for a state championship. And, of course, the Tiger girls basketball program here in the semis for the fourth time in the last 5 years. Elyria Catholic, as we said, making their second appearance ever here at the semis. They beat fourth-ranked Doylestown Chippewa in the regional finals, a 10-point victory after that triple overtime regional semifinal, a 55-54 finale against Newton Falls. So Elyria Catholic now 22-5 on the year. Let's listen in now for the singing of the Star Spangled Banner here in front of this basketball crowd in Columbus.
To excel in more than athletics. Maura Menzie is a student at Arcanum Elementary and the daughter of Jacob and Sarah Menzie.
Bye.
That's the powerful voice of young Laura Mimsey of Arcanum, Ohio, and that gets the crowd excited. Tremendous job by that young lady. We'll hear from the third member of our broadcast team, have the starting lineups and the tip-off when we come back. Let's pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. You are listening to the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want to edge on your competition? Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet, packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk. It provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get up on Hang of Freedom, ride the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, find your own highway. We'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Only one half of 1% of all high school student athletes play basketball in college. But all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The game is over, but this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
The following is a broadcast presentation of the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
The OHSAA Radio Network would like to welcome those listening across the state and around the world on our great affiliates, including WHLO 640 AM in Akron, in Archbold, WMTR 96.1, in Bucyrus, WQEL 92.7 FM, and WBCO 1540 on the AM dial. In Canton, WHBC 1480, Cleveland Willoughby, WINT 1330 and 101.5 FM. In Defiance, WONW 1280, in Dover, WJER 1450, WFOB in Fostoria 1430, and hello to the folks listening in Lima on WWSR 93.1 FM. In Massillon, we're on ESPN 990 WTIG, Millersburg's WKLM 95.3. In Oberlin, WOBL 107.7 and WDLW 98.9. In Ottawa, WZOQ 97.1, Portland, Indiana's WPGW 100.9 and 1440 AM. And in Portsmouth, WNXT 1260. In Toledo, it's WTOD 1470 and 106.5. Youngstown's WNIO 1390 and WHIZ 1240 AM in Zanesville. And every OHSAA Radio Network broadcast is available online at OHSAA.org on your computer and your mobile device. Alongside Lori Bodnar, I'm Scott Leo, and now we welcome in the third member of our broadcast team patrolling the sidelines for us tonight. Here's Michelle Memna. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're ready for basketball.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, these two teams, really pretty similar when you look up the information. They both want to push the tempo. They both play outstanding defense. I think we're in for a real treat. However, Versailles has the ability to win in that Midwest Athletic Conference with every program. The volleyball team has 9 members of a state championship team this past season that are also on the basketball team. 5 of the starters from the basketball team are 5 of the starters for the volleyball team. So honestly, it's just all about sports. It's all about sportsmanship, and I'm sure we're going to see that on display tonight.
Sounds good, Michelle. We look forward to hearing from you throughout the course of the game. And, Lori, one of the things Jackie Stonebreaker said this week, she said before their season opening game, they only had three practices. One was a scrimmage because they didn't have any players. The volleyball team, of course, went on to the state championship.
Yeah, and she said the good thing about it is that the majority of these kids know the system and they know what's expected of them. So they just went right into the flow of the season.
They had a big win over their rival from Fort Laramie. That's not a MAC game. It's a non-league game. But those are two dynamite programs, and so that's sort of the measuring stick, I think, for Versailles. Once they won that game, they felt like they really could be back here on the big stage.
Yeah, and they consider that one of their big rivals. And you're right, it is like their stepping stone for this season, you know, and that's going to gauge on how well they're going to play the rest of the season.
You look at Elyria Catholic, they have five losses, but they've really been challenged with the schedule that the Panthers have played. They played seven games against teams that made it to the regionals, two games against teams that are here in Columbus. Both of these teams played Minster. That's the only common opponent in Division IV. So both of these teams have had a difficult schedule that has tested them, and Elyria Catholic has been able to survive and advance all the way to Columbus.
Yeah, you know, and they're playing with the odds. You know, they're sitting here and they're showing teams that, hey, we could be down 10 points, we could be down 8 points, and they come back and win it, like the triple overtime game, you know, and beating the Chippewas in the regional final. I mean, that just shows the resilience of this team.
Elyria Catholic is coached by Eric Rothgary in his 10th season, 197 wins, 57 losses. The starting five for the team in green and white, Faith Williams with Reagan Schill, Abby Winnen, and Kaylee Scheibelhut, the 6'2 senior. Allie Winnen rounding out the five for the visitors, if you wear it well, the traveling green jersey tops and shorts with white numbers and letters. Versailles will be the home team, and we'll give you the starting lineup for the number one ranked Versailles Tigers after we pause for station identification. You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
You're listening to girls semifinal basketball, Division III on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Versailles in its ninth state Final Four, the fourth time in the last 5 years they've been here, 2016 the lone exception. They won it all in 2015. They were the runner-up last year. The Tigers, coached by the Bowling Green State graduate Jackie Stonebreaker, her 15th season coaching at her alma mater. She is three wins away from 300, 297 to just 93 losses. The starting five for the Tigers wearing their home white jersey tops and shorts with orange numbers and letters, black trim. It's Cammy McEldowney, the 5'7 senior guard. Caitlin McEldowney, the sophomore at 5'3. Ellen Peters, the 5'8 senior. Elizabeth Ording, a 5'11 junior at a wing spot. And Danielle Winter in the middle, the 6'2 senior. We are ready for basketball here at the state tournament. And for Versailles, Danielle Winter steps onto the Scarlet Blocko center circle. She will jump against Scheibelhut. And Winter easily wins the tip. Versailles has the game's first possession. They move from left to right as we see it here from our broadcast spot courtside. McEldowney fires a three. That's Caitlin McEldowney. Rolls off the side of the rim. Rebound Panthers. And here comes Reagan Schill into the front court. One-handed pass towards the scorer's table. Faith Williams has it. Williams dribbling towards her left. Now tries to throw a pass over the Versailles defenders. It's deflected. It's taken away. Peters on the break. Missing the runner. Offensive rebound Winter. Stick back no good. And underneath it is controlled by Elyria Catholic. It was Williams who went to get the rebound.
Yeah, shortest girl on the court. You know, that's how it always, how it goes. I mean, she gets in her nose and gets a good defensive rebound.
50 seconds gone. No score. Versailles and Elyria Catholic in the state semis. Jumper good. Top of the circle. Abby Winnen, the 6'1 sophomore. It's only a two. Her feet were on the line, but Elyria Catholic takes a 2-0 lead. Back the other way. It's Cammy McEldowney. Floats a pass to the right wing. Peters to the top of the circle again. Left side, Caitlin McEldowney against the Elyria Catholic man-to-man. Off a ball screen. McEldowney, top of the key. Three from Peters, way off the mark. It bricks off the glass and is corralled by Winnen for the team in green and white. With it is Williams in the front court. Here comes a ball screen from Abby Winnen. Now Williams retreats towards midcourt. Caitlin McEldowney guarding her. Out near that timeline, it'll go to Winnen, top of the circle. Left side, Schill. Ball screen, bounce pass right. Williams, 6'10 to play in this opening stanza. Elyria Catholic on top, 2-0. Dribbling left with a little scoop pass as Williams gets it to Schill. Lobs it in, left block. Caught back to the bucket by Winnen. Sends it back out, Williams. She's guarded by Caitlin McEldowney. Allie Winnen has it, shoots, and the lefty misses from 17 feet away. And the rebound snatched by Winner. Danielle Winner goes and gets it for the Tigers.
Yeah, Versailles is playing some good defense here. Straight man-to-man, you know, hedging out on the ball screens, causing some disruption of the Panthers' offense.
McEldowney thought about a three. They'll swing it around left side. Caitlin McEldowney. Here's a whistle away from the ball and a push call against Elyria Catholic. It'll be on Reagan Schill. The folks from Northeast Ohio thought it was going the other way against the offense. Instead, it's the first foul against the Panthers with 5:31 to play in the first.
Yeah, they were looking to see if it was an illegal screen or not on that call.
Cammy McEldowney out top, moves right, and gets it into the hands of Peters, who will drive, pull up, and hit it from 15 feet away. Right at the free throw line, Ellen Peters. The senior ties this game at 2.
Yeah, that's all she has to do is take it right to the left, right to the middle of the court, and I tell you, that's a hard place to defend.
Winnen goes and gets it right in front of our table. Ball poked away from Allie Winnen, left of the lane. In the corner, Schill being hounded, and she stepped out of bounds. Versailles turning up the heat on defense. Guess who? Cammy McEldowney forces the turnover.
I'm telling you, it's funny to see that, you know, intensity on that sideline. Just use that as another basketball, you know, defender.
2-2, Versailles and Elyria Catholic. 4:48 to go in the first. Into the corner. Catching it is McEldowney. That's Caitlin. Skip pass out, left side point. Cammy McEldowney to Peters. Now around the horn they go. They'll throw it to the right elbow. Ording has it. Elyria Catholic started man-to-man, now showing zone. Left corner. Peters will drive into the zone, and she is fouled. So Versailles goes into their zone offense. They start working that ball side to side, and it ends up in the hands of Ellen Peters, who drove baseline and was able to get the contact.
Yeah, she did a great job of creating that contact. She went right up into the trees, you know, and bodies flying everywhere to create that contact.
So Peters, first free throw off the side of the rim, the 5'8 senior, 3 points per game, grabs 3 rebounds as well. Ellen Peters. Black sneakers, orange socks to fit her team colors. Bends at the knees, cocks the elbow, lets it fly, and it's too strong. It's off the handle of the cup. And the rebound goes to Allie Winnen for Elyria Catholic. Here's Schill, front court, dribbles around. McEldowney got to the bucket and a foul call. Shot was blocked, but a foul against Lindsay Winner, who just checked in on that last stoppage. It'll be the first on the sophomore and the first on Versailles.
Yeah, Reagan did a great job of penetrating. She got her defender on her hip and was able to create that contact to get right to the rim.
First free throw good by Reagan Schill, the 5'6 junior guard. Schill gives Elyria Catholic a 3-2 lead. Second throw. That one comes off the iron. Ball loose in the middle of the lane. Versailles has it. It is saved by Peters, who was able to go to the floor, get it, and pass to a teammate. Here's Kaylin McEldowney right down the lane. Missed the finger roll. Picked up by Abby Winnen for the Panthers. 3-2, Elyria Catholic. 3:55 to go in the first. A little behind-the-back dribble from Faith Williams. Got around Kaylin McEldowney. Here's a three that's going to miss off the side of the rim from Schill, and a foul underneath on the rebound against the Panthers. We're going to get a push underneath with 3:48 showing on that opening quarter clock. Substitution for Elyria Catholic. Julia Allegretto is into the game for the first time, the 5'4 sophomore. Abby Winnen has one foul, as does Kaylee Scheibelhut now for the Panthers. Into the lane. It's Winter. Tried to dump it inside post-to-post passing, but Lindsay Winter never got the basketball. It was deflected away from her. It'll stay with Versailles. 3.5 to go in the first.
Yeah, Allie Winter did a great job getting her hand and getting around the defender. She's using her feet very well in the post.
Caitlin McElDowney lobs a pass right side corner into her sister. Then they throw it to Winter, and she'll spin and score. Danielle Winter, the senior, puts Versailles up 4-3, first lead for the top-ranked Tigers.
Scott, that was a nice little lefty jump hook there in the paint. You don't see too many players do that anymore. That's a nice play.
3:03 left in the first. Elyria Catholic, the basketball. Here's Winnen, catches down low to the rack. Allie Winnen, too much on it. It's caught on the opposite side of the rim, though, by Allegredo, and she'll be fouled. Two free throws coming for the 5'4 sophomore guard. Offensive rebound after Winnen missed the iron completely on her shot attempt. Haley McElDowney in the game for Versailles. She was charged with the foul. Allegredo hits the free throw to tie this game at 4 apiece. The lefty, second throw, off the front of the iron. Offensive rebound pulled down by Allie Winnen. She'll send it out to Faith Williams. 2:46 to go in the first. Tied at 4 in the girls' Division III state semifinal. Abby Winnen looking for her sister inside. Ball knocked away by Lindsay Winter. And now a foul against the Panthers. Ball was deflected. Cammy McElDowney ran it down. And then she was knocked to the hardwood.
She was. You know, both teams are out here playing very aggressively. And you see both coaches getting to their bench early. You know, just to sustain that energy and that enthusiasm that's on both sides of the court right now.
Julia Allegredo picks up the foul, her first. Versailles almost turns it over, though. The pass to Haley McElDowney, and she wasn't looking. Right side corner, Ording. Flings it back out for McElDowney. Here's a pass soaring back to the corner. Cammy McElDowney, catch and shoot three off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound for Haley McElDowney, but then she throws it away. Picked up by Faith Williams of Elyria Catholic. 4-4, 2:07 to go. Opening stanza, and we're going to get a foul call out at the top of the key against Caitlin McElDowney, the sophomore, reaching in for the basketball.
Yes, that's one thing the coaches hate to see. You know, you're almost 40 feet away from the basket and, you know, hand-checking call. And that's just playing aggressive.
It is the first on Caitlin McElDowney. Team foul 3 against Versailles. Elyria Catholic has been whistled for 4. Reagan Schill will be fouled. There's Caitlin McElDowney's second foul, and they come just moments apart.
Yeah, she got that just by hedging that screen. They ran a ball screen, she hedged, and she's a little late on that hedge and ended up getting her with her hip.
Elyria Catholic, 2 points for Abby Winnen. Reagan Schill, a free throw. Allegredo with a free throw as well for the visitors on the scoreboard from Lorain County in Northeast Ohio, taking on the Versailles Tigers, who have lost just once all year. And the Panthers turn it over, a bounce pass into the lane from Schill, never found its target. So it'll be Versailles' ball. The lone Tigers loss came early in the season, a 52-51 setback against Lima Bath. Their other 27 games have gone into the win column. Here's an errant pass. Haley McElDowney threw it to a teammate who was cutting the basket. Threw it well behind her. Faith Williams scoops it up, misses the layup at the other end. But Abby Winnen grabs it after it was saved by a Tiger. Williams will launch a three from 27 feet out off the side of the cup. Rebound Versailles. 1:13 to go in this first quarter. Left wing, 3. Danielle Kunk, that's going to be short. Clanks off the iron. Picked up by Abby Winnen. Both teams struggling a bit at the offensive end. It's just a 4-4 tie. We've played 7 minutes. Here's Faith Williams on the drive, and she'll kiss it off the glass and in. The junior, Williams, able to find just a little crease, and that's enough to give Elyria Catholic the lead. 6-4, Panthers with the advantage. Tigers with the basketball. Right side wing, holding it high above her head is Kunk. to the top for McElDowney. Cross-court pass again. Kunk will launch a three and air balls it much too strong. It's volleyed and then corralled by Allie Winnen. 25 seconds left. First quarter. Elyria Catholic trying to pull off the upset. They lead 6-4. Williams yo-yoing the basketball in the front court. Hesitates, drives around Cammie McElDowney and scores. She got into the lane, and Faith Williams really does a great job of creating her own shot.
She does. I tell you what, she throws those little floaters up right in the middle of the lane, and she has a great touch on the basketball.
3.7 left in the quarter, and a foul against Elyria Catholic, much to the chagrin of Panthers head coach Eric Rothgary. So 3.7 left in the first quarter. It's Elyria Catholic 8, Versailles 4. Tigers with the basketball. Cammie McElDowney will inbound. Substitutions for each team. Scheibelhut back in for the Panthers. Lob pass towards the corner. Peters. She'll give it back to McElDowney. Three ball at the buzzer. Nothing but net. Cammie McElDowney gets the Tigers within one. As the first quarter comes to a close, simple play. She inbounds and then goes and gets it right back for the trifecta. Elyria Catholic 8, Versailles 7. Let's pause for these messages from your local station. You are listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Every week, Spectrum Sports is your home for high school basketball. With live and streaming games throughout the season. Expert analysis and in-depth discussion during high school blitz. And inspiring highlights and features on air and on Facebook. From the tip-off to the final buzzer and everything on the road to state, high school basketball lives here. The exclusive home of the OHSAA. Spectrum Sports. Exclusively on Spectrum.
Hey, there's my son.
Hey, Dad.
What's wrong with your voice?
There is nothing wrong with my voice.
Well, it's just sort of.
Hello, Dad.
Susan? Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and maybe see some green things.
What are these green things you speak of?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Elyria Catholic on top of Versailles 8-7 after one quarter. Let's check in with our sideline reporter, Michelle Mimna.
Yeah, Versailles rarely gives up 40, and certainly they're holding that end of the bargain here, but they've got to score. Coach was telling them in the huddle that take your time. Faith Williams doing a great job giving Cammie McElDowney all she can handle. Both coaches seem fine. It's the end of the first quarter. There's a lot of game left.
Laura, you mentioned during the commercial break that once Elyria Catholic went to the zone, it seemed to rattle Versailles a bit.
It did, you know, and they weren't able to get the ball inside as much as they would like. And then they started shooting some threes, and they were open threes. They just weren't hitting it. But the other thing that Elyria Catholic's doing is, I mean, they're holding Versailles to one shot. It's like one and done.
Versailles, 3 of 11 from the floor, just 27%. Elyria Catholic, 3 of 8, 38% in the corner. Catching it, now bouncing it inside is Peters. It's handled by Winner. In traffic, she'll turn and score over the outstretched arms of Abby Winnen. So there you go. They go inside, and Danielle Winter produces.
Yeah, that was a great play that Coach Stonebreaker put up, you know, screen in the backside of the zone and slipping it to be able to create some openness for those post players.
9-8, Versailles back on top. Faith Williams drives and dishes. Bounce pass to Winnen at the top of the circle. Back to Williams. She has 4 of her team's 8 so far. This ball poked away in front of the Versailles bench. Winnen picks it up. She'll drive into the lane and score. The lefty, Abby Winnen, goes right to the bucket, and the 6'1 sophomore will give the Panthers a 10-9 lead.
That's such a hard thing for a post player to do, is take the ball from the three-point line and drive and be able to stop on a dime to make that play.
Catching it, left side elbow. This is Winner. Back out, 3 from Kunk. No good, off the front of the iron. Offensive rebound, Daniel Winner misses. And on the follow, it's Peters too much. Going to get in the corner. That's Lindsay Winner. So Versailles now crashing the glass better. Great feed pass for Cammie McElDowney. Wide open layup. give the assist to Danielle Winter, and Versailles is up 11-10.
Yeah, that was just a good heads-up play on a broken play as it was. You know, just to be able to see that, and also as a guard to just be able to get into an open area so your post player could make that pass.
6 minutes left in this second quarter now. Ball taken away. Cammie McEldowney with the steal. In transition, lefty dribble. Hesitates, goes into the lane, up with the finger roll, off the glass, and in. Great touch from Cammie McEldowney, Versailles by three.
Well, I tell you, whatever Coach Stonebreaker said in that huddle after that first quarter has really put a fire into this Versailles team.
7 points now for McEldowney. The floor general, as Jackie Stonebreaker called her this week. Lob pass inside, going to the bucket. Missing it is Scheibelhut. In the paint, had a great look, couldn't finish the play. Versailles the rebound. Here come the Tigers. Largest lead already now for Versailles at 13-10. Free throw line jumper is good in the zone. Lindsay Winter puts the top-ranked team in the state up by five.
Yeah, they've really made that adjustment now with that zone, you know, against that zone defense. They're starting to hit the creases at the elbows and also at the short corners against that zone.
This is a Versailles team that is very well coached, and those adjustments make a big difference. They trailed 9-8. Actually, they trailed 10-9, so they are now on a 6-0 run. There's a rebound inside after the Panthers miss. It is Lindsay Winter who gets the carom, and then she gets fouled with 4:46 to go in the second. The foul goes against Scheibelhut. That'll be two on Scheibelhut, and Abby Winnen also has two for Elyria Catholic. Winnen now on the bench. Scheibelhut still in the game for head coach Eric Rothgary.
Yeah, both teams made some good substitutions now just to be able to sustain that energy, especially for Versailles with their getting in this lead.
McEldowney gets a handoff from Peters. This is Caitlin McEldowney, and a foul against the Tigers away from the ball. Danielle Winter was fighting for position down low. They're going to call her for the offensive foul. It'll be the first on Winter. 4:31 left in this opening half. Versailles 15, Elyria Catholic 10. It's the Division III girls state semifinals. Schill moving right. Flips it into the waiting hands of Kaylee Griffin, the sophomore guard. Three ball right point off the side of the rim. Tracked down by Peters of Versailles. Ahead to McEldowney. Cross court pass, and it was Orning who went up into the air. The defender got some of the ball, maybe all ball, but they're going to call it a foul. It's going to be on Allie Winnen, and the Elyria Catholic crowd disagrees.
That was a tough one. You know, I was blocked a little bit, but I could see a hand on the ball.
First free throw is short. Out of the hand of Elizabeth Ording, the 5'11 junior forward. Ording averages 6 points and 4 rebounds per game. Cammie McEldowney back in for Versailles. She'll replace Caitlin McEldowney. Second throw from the southpaw, Ording. That one rolls away. Hit the left side of the rim and lipped out. Elyria Catholic with the rebound. Williams bounces it into the front court for Scheibelhut. Here's Schill back to Scheibelhut, driving left of the lane. Layup no good, but a foul. Kaylee Scheibelhut earns her way to the stripe. 15-10, Versailles leading Elyria Catholic with 3:53. Remaining in the second quarter, Scott Leo along with Lori Bodnar and Michelle Mimna patrolling the sidelines for us tonight here at Value City Arena. Game one of two, Division III state semifinals. First free throw, nothing but net for Scheibelhut. That'll cut the deficit to 4 and snap the 6-0 run for Versailles. Scheibelhut's second throw buries it, 15-12. And now timeout Elyria Catholic as Eric Rothgary wants to talk it over with his team, making their second trip to the state Final Four in program history, taking on a team that has now been here 9 times. It's Versailles 15, Elyria Catholic 12, 3:53 to play until the half. Tonight's game is brought to you by Chocolate Milk. Fuel up with Chocolate Milk. By Spectrum Sports, the home of Ohio high school sports. By the Ohio National Guard, it's time to learn what you're made of. And by Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, when your child needs a hospital, everything matters. Well, we'll see, Lori, what Elyria Catholic does now in the way of adjustments. Versailles definitely was more aggressive attacking the zone coming out to begin the second quarter, and it allowed them to balloon the lead to 5. Now the Panthers back within one possession.
Yeah, I think they may come out, you know, this is just me thinking, but they may come out and just try to switch it up again and go man-to-man, give them a different look just to keep them over.
Let's check back in with Michelle. She was over there near the Panthers huddle.
Yeah, they were making some adjustments defensively and really talked about limiting the mid-range shots that Versailles has gotten. But the big message was they're beating us in transition. We're tired. So we got to do a better job rebounding the ball so that they can't get out in transition.
It is one of the things that makes this Versailles squad so tough, because they can play just about any style you want to play. If they have to go into the half court, they've got shooters. They've got, obviously, tremendous athletes if you want to get up and down and run. And right now, maybe the depth and athleticism of Versailles causing a problem for Elyria Catholic. Tigers with a basketball. Cammy McEldown, he gets a ball screen trying to break free of Grace Shuckman, the 5'7 senior guard who's in off the bench for the team from Northeast Ohio. Great feed pass. McEldowney bouncing it into the lane for Ording. Wide open layup, Elizabeth Ording, and Versailles is up by 5.
Yeah, Julia Alagrera got caught up on that screen and ended up, you know, getting an offense or getting wide open and was be able to dump it off to a wide open post player.
And now missed three by Faith Williams. Top of the circle. Versailles wants to get out and run. Danielle Winter runs the floor and gets rewarded with 2. Tigers 19, Panthers 12. It's the largest lead of the game for Versailles. 2:41 left until the half. With a dribble is Schill. Goes across the top of the circle. Flings it into the corner. Back out. Here's Scheibelhut. Jumper no good as it caroms off the side of the rim. And then McEldowney fumbles it out of bounds. So Elyria Catholic keeps the possession. A rare misstep by Cammy McEldowney as she could not secure the rebound. Here comes Abby Winnen back into the game, Lori, and she'll do so with a couple of fouls. So Eric Rothgary realizing he needs his best players out there.
Yeah, he does. And the thing is, he needs them both offensively and defensively in this situation.
Schill inbounds to Winnen, gets it back, and then gets fouled in the corner. Reagan Schill. Fouled by Cammy McEldowney. That is the first on McEldowney. She has 7 points for the Tigers so far. Elyria Catholic is led by Faith Williams and Abby Winnen with 4 each. After McEldowney's 7, it's 6 for Danielle Winter. And then 3 players with 2, rounding out the Versailles scoring. So here's Schill eyeing the bucket. 1-1. First attempt. Off the right side of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Putback is good. Allie Winnen in the right place at the right time, being aggressive on the glass. And it cuts the Versailles lead to 5.
Has a great offensive rebound on a free throw. You always like to see your players get after that, especially on the free throw line.
Kelsey Custom Border is in the game for the first time for Versailles. Cammy McEldowney drives. Step back shot is good, but they'll wave it off. It's an offensive foul. They say McEldowney pushed off to create the space.
Yeah, she just put her little chicken wing out there and created that space. And, you know, can't do that in front of the official, especially right in that area.
So that is 2 on Cammy McEldowney. So she'll head to the bench. Danielle Kunk is in to replace her. 1:58 to go here in this second quarter. And actually, McEldowney stays in the game. On the drive, all the way to the rack. Left-handed layup for Julia Allegretto. And now the Panthers are back within one possession, Lori. It's 19-16, 1:41 until the intermission.
Yeah, I mean, this is a key possession here. We have to play some really good defense. and then go down and get a score. And I would go right back at McIldowney.
Here's a three ball. Good. From the right point, Lindsay Winter buries it from distance. After a miss and an offensive rebound, Versailles kept the possession alive. And it's 22-16 Tigers, 1-16 and counting. Second quarter of the Division III Girls State Semifinals. Faith Williams wants to drive. Screen and roll. Dumps it to Winnen. Easy two. Allie Winnen right in front of the rim. 62 seconds to go. It is Versailles 22, Elyria Catholic 18. The number one ranked team in the state, the Versailles Tigers, trying to punch their ticket to the Saturday afternoon championship game. Kunk drives, tries to bounce it to Ording left of the lane. She lost the handle, gets it back, out to the wing. Three ball no good from Peters, but then Peters runs it down, pokes it away from Schill of Elyria Catholic. McIldowney, she wants to shoot it from 17. Halfway down, crawls out, offensive rebound. Versailles now doing a much better job on the glass at the offensive end, something we expected to see tonight. Foul call, right side baseline. The pass goes to Cammie McIldowney. And a step too late, trying to get there for the steal was Reagan Schill. So with 26.4 to go in the second, Versailles 22, Elyria Catholic 18. And the foul on Reagan Schill is her second.
Yeah, Scott, the first thing that goes when you're tired is the rebounding ability.
Cammie McIldowney misses on the first half of a 1-1, but there's an offensive board for Winter. She is fouled on the way up. So now Danielle Winter will shoot a pair. Versailles 22, Elyria Catholic 18. Tigers looking for their 28th win of the year. Free throw on its way. It barely drew the iron, but it is a two-shot situation. Winter was fouled going up after the offensive rebound was secured, but right now Versailles struggling from the line. First, Cammie McIldowney misses, and then Danielle Winter barely got to the rim with her attempt. Here comes the second toss from the Versailles post player. That one's shy as well. Right off the lip of the rim. It is snatched by Abby Winnen. Here comes Elyria Catholic. 17 seconds to go until the break. Tigers by four. Williams dribbling out at the right point. Goes around. Ellen Peters got into the lane. Runner too strong. Foul on the rebound. That's on Allie Winnen. And now she has two. So keep an eye on the foul situation for both teams. But for Elyria Catholic, Abby Winnen, Allie Winnen, and Kaylee Scheibelhut each have two fouls. That's their entire front court.
Yeah. And you know what? The thing is that just playing with this the type of intensity and the aggressiveness that they normally play in, they're getting things where they're getting off of rebounds, you know, and that's where they're getting most of their fouls.
First toss splashes home for Danielle Winter. Gets it from the official. Bends at the knees. Second throw. Yes. Danielle Winter, 2 for 2 on that trip to the line. 7.6 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Versailles 24, Elyria Catholic 18, full court pressure. Williams gets it across the timeline, dribbles behind the back, and then is fouled by Peters. Peters trying to run with the light-footed Faith Williams, and Williams crossed her over by going behind the back, and when she did, the momentum of Peters led her right into the ball handler. So it's a 1-1 for the 5'5 junior Faith Williams. 1.5 left to play in quarter number two. Scott Leo, Lori Bodnar, and Michelle Mimno with you here on the OHSAA radio network. Versailles on top by 6. Williams eyes the bucket. Free throw on its way and good. So Williams will get another as she cuts the Versailles lead to a handful. Faith Williams, one of the top junior guards in the state of Ohio. Gets it from the official, bends at the knees, cocks the elbow. Second toss, too strong, off the back of the iron. And the ball will bound towards the scorer's table, and the horn will sound. So that is how the first half comes to a close. here at Value City Arena. Top-ranked Versailles 24, Elyria Catholic 19, and Michelle is with Tigers head coach Jackie Stonebreaker.
Coach, the first and second quarters seemed like two totally different games from the bystander's point of view. What'd you say after quarter one?
I told them we got to run. We got to play our game. We're standing too much against their zone, and we got to make sure we have more movement.
And Faith Williams, their point guard, has really been pushing the issue. Any changes you think you'll make guarding her?
We just got to make sure we stay in front of her. She's doing a nice job getting to the rack and dishing off.
And then what's your advice to your team in halftime?
We got to keep running. We got to make some free throws.
Okay. Thank you, Coach. Okay.
Thank you, Michelle. Jackie Stonebreaker, 297 wins in her 15 seasons coaching her alma mater. They're making their ninth appearance here at the Final Four, the fourth time in the last 5 years. At the break, it's Versailles 24, Elyria Catholic 19. Let's pause for these messages from your local station. You are listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want to edge on your competition? Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk that provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Only 0.5% of all high school student athletes play basketball in college. But all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Bill Hoskett, Ohio State basketball All-American, NBA champion, and Olympic gold medalist on sportsmanship.
Winning and losing can teach kids many lessons, but interscholastic athletics are truly about respecting your opponent, representing your school, and building the foundation for a lifetime of success. High school sports create memories that last a lifetime, and the member schools of the Ohio High School Athletic Association are committed to following a high set of standards. Whether it's on the court or in the stands, we can all do our part to respect the game.
A message from the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
Brad Paisley, Weekend Warrior World Tour. April 5th, Schottenstein Center. With special guests, Dustin Lynch.
I'm seeing red.
Chase Bryant. And Lindsay L. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
Time here at the Division III Girls State Tournament. It's the first of two semifinals, and Versailles leads Elyria Catholic 24-19. Lori Bodnar and Michelle Memna will rejoin me here shortly, but first, we are pleased to be joined by Tony Resch, our halftime guest, and also the color analyst for our second semifinal tonight, Tony. We've got Columbus Afrocentric taking on Ottawa Glandorf. First of all, welcome back to the state tournament. Always fun, right?
Oh, it's always a blast. You know, you get to see some great basketball, and, you know, the crowds turn out. And so, in the earlier games this afternoon, nice turnout, good ball games, and certainly, this one, because you got Versailles. It's up in that northwest quadrant over there, and they put out some really good basketball. So, and then you got Minster and all that stuff. So everybody's around. So it's good stuff. Yeah.
In that second game, it'll be, as we said, Afrocentric against Ottawa Glandorf. What are we looking for in that game? How do you think the contrast in styles could dictate things?
Well, Scott, to your point, they really are contrasting. You've got Ottawa that really likes to control the tempo, and you've got Afrocentric that will go. They're about possession basketball. It's not so much sometimes the quality of the possession, it's the number of possessions. And so they like to get out, they like to run, they'll push the tempo. But Autumn Glandorf, they do a nice job. They can pick up, but they will also contain. They're very smart. So it's going to be a matter of, you know, how well they can control the tempo versus how much Afrocentric will try and force the tempo. And then in addition, how well Afrocentric can take care of the basketball that they value the possessions, because if they're turning it over, it's not going to be so good, because Ottawa Glandorf can absolutely get the points off turnovers, and that's a huge category.
We'll talk more about that game coming up, but of course it is March Madness at the college level. The men's team's tipping it off today after two games in Dayton for the first four. The NCAA women's tournament getting started as well. The Ohio State Buckeyes are going to try and make their run back to Columbus, which, of course, is the host of the Final Four.
Yeah, exactly. They play at 1:30 on Saturday at St. John Arena. And, you know, what a great venue. There's sometimes that I really wish the high school state. It's great having it here at the Shot. But, you know, and even the women, I wish, you know, they were playing at St. John, because that place just rocks. So hopefully there will be a good turnout. I've heard the ticket sales have been very good. But Ohio State will play George Washington. And then the second game will be LSU and Central Michigan. And Central Michigan's coach, Central Michigan being in the MAC conference, was a former assistant at Ohio State. And Sue Guevara does a tremendous job and actually coached at Michigan. So she's very familiar with Columbus, very familiar with St. John Arena. So it's going to be just two great games here in Columbus.
Are you happy with the Buckeyes' draw?
Yeah, you know, I think that they did well, as well as could be expected. The only issue is they're going out west instead of being able to play in the Lexington region. So it would have been nice just to be able to, you know, sail right down 71 and 75. Louisville is 71.
Yes.
But, 75 down to Lexington. But, in terms of who they will be playing, I really like, how it's playing out. And, you know, for them to get the number 3 seed, I thought was good. So
it's the best time of year, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it just, you know, because here's the thing. You've got great talent, and it doesn't matter where you finish, you know, in terms of, you know, or how your regular season went, or even in your conference tournament, because once you get that NCAA bid, you're in and you're playing, anything can happen. And, you always try to predict the upsets, right?
Right.
So it's, that's what makes it fun. So, but that's why I'm not a betting person.
Well,
when I go to Vegas, I go to Vegas to eat. I don't go to Vegas to gamble.
I'm right there with you. Tony, we'll talk to you in a little bit for our second semifinal.
Looking forward to it.
Tony Resch, our guest here at the half. It is Versailles 24, Elyria Catholic 19. And when we come back, we'll get Michelle Memna's thoughts as she catches up with Panthers head coach Eric Rothgary. Let's pause for these messages from your local station. You are listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want to edge on your competition? Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk that provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Not only can the OHSAA's online fan guide help you get from here to the tournament game there, but it can also help you relive the sights and sounds of a great high school sporting event. The fan guide has driving directions to regional and state tournaments and ticket information, including several online ticketing options. If the game is out of town, a list of area hotels and restaurants is there too. After the game, the fan guide has apparel and OHSAA gear, official programs, DVDs, and photos. It's the OHSAA fan guide. Log on to OHSAA.org/fanguide today.
Journey. Def Leppard. 2018 Tour of the Year. Columbus, get ready. Johnstein Center, August 22nd. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Rock music icons. Journey. Def Leppard. For VIP packages and more, visit JourneyMusic.com and DefLeppard.com.
Hi, I'm Will Trapp from Columbus Crew SC. Playing soccer for my high school team helped me reach my goal of playing in the MLS and included winning a state championship. That's a thrill I will never forget. But please remember that how we play the game is just as important as wins and losses. Sports can teach kids so many life lessons, and we all have a part to play in making this a positive experience that builds character. In the stands and on the field, let's all do our part to respect the game.
This message brought to you by the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
This broadcast is a presentation of the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network. Any commercial use, retransmission, or distribution without the express written consent of the OHSAA is strictly prohibited. The announcers, production staff, and distribution for this game were selected by the OHSAA. For more info, visit the OHSAA Radio Network online at OHSAA.org. Versailles 24, Elyria Catholic 19, and Michelle just had a chance to talk with Panthers head coach Eric Rothgary.
Yeah, he was really concerned about the second chance opportunities that Versailles got at the end there of the first half. And he said, you know what, my girls were tired. We really needed this halftime break. But he was really animated, and he said, I think we're ready to go now. So I guess we'll see.
Tigers led the rebounding battle 18-15. Eight offensive boards for Versailles, most of them coming in the second quarter. And a great look on the first possession. Elizabeth Ording catches, pivots, and scores in the lane. Versailles now leads by seven. 26-19, 7:35 to go in this third quarter. Versailles led by 8 points for Danielle Winters, seven from Cammie McEldowney. Elyria Catholic paced by the five from Faith Williams. And the Tigers get a stop at the defensive end. Here they come in transition. Ball poked away. A pass intended for Ording. But Winnen was able to knock it out of bounds. It'll be Versailles' ball. And Lori, the Tigers were just 2 of 9 from behind the three-point arc. So the question becomes, do they go back to shooting a three or pound it inside?
You know, with the Panthers playing man-to-man defense, I think that you'll have a better opportunity to go inside, especially on these screen rolls that they're setting right now.
Cammie McEldowney penetrates to the free throw line, then gets it to Caitlin into the corner. Here's Ording back out for Cammie McEldowney. 65 seconds gone in the second half. Scott Leo, Lori Bodnar, and Michelle Mimno with you for the Division III Girls State Semifinals. On the drive, McEldowney into the lane. Left-handed scoop shot is good. Off the glass, off the handle of the cup, and right down the chute, Cammie McEldowney puts Versailles up by nine.
I think she dribbled between four players just to get to the rim on that one.
Largest lead of the game for the top-ranked Versailles Tigers out of the Midwest Athletic Conference. Lob pass to the free throw line. Allie Winnen backing the defender down. She will get the whistle. So Winnen, the sophomore, to the stripe to shoot two. With 6:22 remaining in the third quarter. In the first half, Versailles turned it over four times. They forced seven Elyria Catholic miscues. And Versailles outscored the Panthers in the paint. 16-10. First free throw. Winnen gets the roll. 28-20. Versailles the lead. Panthers at the line. Allie Winnen, the sophomore. Second throw. This one goes swirling around the rim and comes free. It is collected by Danielle Winter. Into the front court. McEldowney left point. Surveying the defense. Turns and dribbles back out towards the block O at midcourt here at Value City Arena, the home of the Buckeyes. Left side wing. Danielle Winter. To the top where it's caught by Peters. Around the horn they go for McEldowney. 5:57 remaining in the third. McEldowney step back jumper, you bet. From 16 feet away, Cammie McEldowney makes that shot look easy.
She does, and that was great form, great footwork. That's a tough shot. People don't realize how much work you have to put into just to make that kind of a shot.
5:41 left in the third. Tigers with a double-digit lead now at 30-20. And a foul call against Versailles at the defensive end. This is against Cammie McEldowney, and now things get interesting because, Lori, that is her third.
Yeah, that's a tough one for Versailles. I mean, she really needs to, you know, watch herself right now, especially only a minute into the 2 minutes into the third quarter.
Jackie Stonebreaker not even looking down her bench to make a sub. Here's Winnen. Catching at the high right post. Allie leaves for twin sister Abby. She'll drive it. Got into the lane and scores. Abby Winnen with two more. And with 5:22 to go in the third, timeout is called by Elyria Catholic. It's now Versailles 30 and Elyria Catholic 22. The winner comes back on Saturday to play for the state title. Spectrum Sports is your television home of the OHSAA. Connecting you to the games that matter to you. your players, your teams, your schools. If it's happening in high school sports, it's happening on Spectrum Sports and at MySpectrumSports.com. This is a Versailles team that all of a sudden gets some high percentage shots, and now they're 13 of 27. They're up to 48% from the floor. Needless to say, Eric Rothgary's Panthers cannot win if they allow Versailles to shoot almost 50%.
No, and they're getting most of their shots right under the basket, so it's easier.
Out of the timeout, Versailles basketball. And Michelle, you were just over there in Jackie Stonebreaker's huddle.
Yeah, and they were talking about actually setting up what looked like a design play for Lindsay Winter. So we'll see what happens here. Maybe the roll off the pick there for Danielle Winter.
Danielle Winter has it. Her pass, though, smacked right back at her. Left side wing, tries to drive. Now goes up with the off-balance shot from the left side baseline. Airballed it. Allie Winnen runs it down opposite side, and then her pass is intercepted near midcourt. Caitlin McEldowney steps back, lets it fly, no good, short off the side of the cylinder. It is collected by Abby Winnen. She's triple teamed under the basket. Bounce pass to Schill, and Schill brings it up the floor now. 4:41 to go in the third.
I don't think Versailles wanted them to run on that possession, you know, especially with the triple teaming on the rebound.
Here's Faith Williams. And out top is Lindsay Winter as Versailles shows zone with the tall Lindsay Winter listed at 6'2", sitting right at the top of that 1-2-2 or 3-2 look. Here's Williams. Out to guard her, though, is McEldowney. In the corner, launching a three, halfway down and back out from Scheibelhut. Offensive rebound, put back good, and a foul. Allie Winnen able to snare the offensive board and now has a chance for a three-point play as she gets the Lady Panthers within a half dozen.
Yeah, Versailles looked a little confused on that possession defensively. They weren't sure where they should be position-wise and gave a wide-open three look, but I tell you, Winter got a great offensive rebound and put back.
Free throw good by Winnen. It is now a five-point game, 30-25, 4:09 left in the third quarter. Danielle Winter picks up the foul. That is her second. She has 8 points, only to be outdone by Cammy McEldowney. Winter, left wing, holds the basketball. Allie Winnen is guarding. You got Winter against Winnen. And now to McEldowney. Looks towards the rim, now puts it on the deck. Righty dribble, step back, thought about the three, but keeps it holstered momentarily. To the left for Lindsay Winter. Back to McEldowney. Gets a ball screen. Drives into the lane and she is fouled. It's on the floor, but Kaylee Scheibelhut stepping over to try and help. And she picks up her third foul.
Yeah, I mean, that is, again, they're Elyria Catholics trying to hedge on those ball screens. And if you're not set, you're going to pick up that cheap foul.
Cammy McEldowney to trigger it in from the baseline. Versailles leading by five. 3:35 to go, quarter three, the Division III girls semifinals. Little hook shot in the lane. Danielle Winter. She goes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the paint, and she gives the Tigers a lead of 7. Timeout, Jackie Stonebreaker for Versailles.
Yeah, she does a great job posting up, and I always like to see post players get big with their hands up. And I tell you, she has great footwork for that little jump hook that she has. But Elyria Catholic has to see that and be over on help side defense in the middle of the lane.
Versailles 32, Elyria Catholic 25, 3:29 to go in this third quarter. Nobody understands the unique needs of student athletes like the sports medicine program at Nationwide Children's Hospital. They are experts when it comes to treating concussions and other sports-related injuries. Get your athlete back in the game quickly and safely. Visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine or call 614-355-6000. Alongside Lori Bodnar and Michelle Mimna, I'm Scott Leo. Thanks for tuning in today, wherever you may be, for the girls' basketball state championships. Semifinal action tonight. Winnen down low, tries to score from that left side block. Left it short, rebound Versailles, and the Tigers would like to run. McEldowney throws it down low for Winter. Shot fake, and then on her way up, she is fouled. If it's on Abby Winnen, that would be her third. So Danielle Winter will be on the free throw line. Actually, that foul is on Scheibelhut. So that is four. It's even worse news for the Panthers. Kaylee Scheibelhut now with four fouls, and Danielle Winter's first free throw attempt is good. And Michelle, you're over there by the Versailles bench during that stoppage. What did Coach Stonebreaker have?
Coach Stonebreaker admitted she wanted to try to do switch into a zone when the Panthers hit that three, and she really just got them back, got her team back in the huddle, and said, "Listen, you're on this one. You're on this one. Make sure we keep our backs to the basket." It was really just an experiment that she admitted did not go right.
34-25. The Tigers are back to their man-to-man as Winter connects on the second free throw. Under 3 minutes left in this third quarter. Versailles has led by as many as 10. They have a 9-point advantage at the moment. Faith Williams crossed the top of the key. Bounce pass on the wing for Winnen. Tries to dribble it back out, being chased by Lindsay Winter. And then Lindsay Winter deflects the pass. It's loose at midcourt. Scooped up by Orning of Versailles. The Tigers, tremendous defense. Here's a three from McEldowney. No. Offensive board on the way up. Orning is fouled. Elizabeth Orning and Lindsay Winter, Danielle Winter, all three of them crashing the glass, and that's making a difference as they try to extend this lead to their largest of the night.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, they're trying to aggressively rebound, and it's like anybody's ball game right now when it comes up to, they look like those little birds trying to get the worm from their mother. Everybody's up there trying to get the rebound.
Orning drills the free throw. Foul is on Abby Winnen. So that is three on Abby Winnen and four on Kaylee Scheibelhut. Two fouls so far on Allie Winnen. So the bigs for Elyria Catholic all in some foul trouble late in the third quarter. Ording nothing but net on the free throw attempt number two. And with 2:23 left in the third quarter, it's the largest Versailles lead, 36-25. Williams in the front court catches it near sideline on the OHSAA logo. Dribbles between her legs, goes left, guarded by Caitlin McEldowney, gets around her, floats up an off-balance left-handed shot that is airballed, caught under the basket by Ording. Here come the Tigers looking for more. Left wing Winter drives it into the paint. Jump stop, maybe got away with a walk. And then her pass tipped out of bounds, intended for Orning under the bucket. So it stays with the Tigers. 1:56 showing on that third quarter clock. Danielle Kunk will get it from the official and trigger it in. Lobs it into the paint for Winter. Puts it on the deck. One dribble up with the right hand. Too much mustard on it. Comes right off the front of the rim. Rebounded in the paint by Elyria Catholic. That was Allegretto who grabbed the rebound. They'll dump it in for Allie Winnen. Turnaround left. No good. Pinned between the backboard and the side of the cylinder. And it's Ording who runs it down for the Tigers. Versailles with 90 seconds left in the quarter, leading by 11. Off the dribble, jumper Danielle Winter misses from the left elbow. Offensive rebound, McEldowney. To the top, a three for Kunk. That's off the front of the iron. Another board. Stick back is good from the right side of the rim. It's Lindsay Winter. And the Versailles offensive rebounding is making the difference.
Oh, it really is. I tell you, they are going aggressively to the offensive boards, and that's where they're getting second, third, even sometimes fourth chances to score.
Faith Williams looking to drive on Caitlin McEldowney. The sophomore guard commits the foul. 101 left in the quarter. Change coming for Versailles. Kelsey Custom Border is back into the game. She saw a few minutes in the first half. She'll replace Ording. Williams goes into the backcourt to catch it, wearing the white sneakers with the hunter green Nike swoosh for Elyria Catholic. 22-5 on the year. Williams trying to score off the dribble. Tough shot, misses, rebounded by Versailles. McEldowney front court, left side wing, Lindsay Winter for three. It bounces off the iron. Rebounded by Winnen of Elyria Catholic. 35 seconds left. Third quarter. Versailles has opened it up a bit. They're up by 13. Three ball. Williams. Yes. From the top of the circle. The junior guard calls her own number. Knocks down the long ball and makes it a 10-point game. At the other end, here's a finger roll from Caitlin McEldowney. Tigers by 12. 40-28. 13 seconds left in the third.
I tell you, they're really getting after it right now. Faith Williams is taking it upon herself to get this team back in the game.
Danielle Kunk is going to be called for the foul. Trying to get in front of the ball handler in the paint. It is the first on Kunk. It is team foul 5 on Versailles. Elyria Catholic has been whistled for 3. 7.3 seconds left in this third stanza from Value City Arena. Here comes the inbound pass to the cutting Kaylee Griffin. Scores and a foul. Griffin will go to the line to try and make it a 9-point game. 5.4 seconds to go now. And let's pause for station identification here on the OHSAA radio network.
You're listening to girls state semifinal basketball on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Griffin misses on the free throw. Versailles will not get a shot at the other end, and we have played 3 quarters in the girls basketball Division III state semifinals. It is top-ranked Versailles leading Elyria Catholic 40-30. Let's pause for these messages now from your local station. You are listening to the OHSAA radio network.
KidsLinked.com is a one-of-a-kind family resource for parents to find local kid-friendly activities, family events, cool deals, and fun things to do. KidsLinked publishes helpful print and online family resource guides, hosts their signature Kids Fest family festivals, as well as the Columbus Children's Festival in June and the Learning Rocks Education Expo each November. Check out KidsLinked.com for all the information parents need in one convenient place. That's KidsLinked.com.
Why do they officiate? For some, it's a way of staying involved in a sport they grew up with. For others, it's a way to pay it forward by helping kids who play today and tomorrow. It's also a great way to stay active, make extra money, and work with friends. And all of them will say it boils down to one thing, the love of the game. Find your reasons and log on to OHSAA.org to find out how to become an official. You'll be glad you did. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
Elyria Catholic is trying to get to the state title game for the first time in school history. They trail Versailles by 10 as we lift the lid on the fourth quarter. Michelle Memna was over in the Panthers huddle. Michelle, what do you have?
Yeah, the coaches emphasized really how much time 8 minutes is and that panicking was the last thing that needed to happen. Really talked about playing some zone defense and making sure that they don't bail out on offense. Stick around to try to get those offensive boards.
A good start for the Panthers as Kaylee Scheibelhut knocks down a jumper to make it 40-32. Allie Winnen hit the deck and was shaken up on that play, but she's going to stay in there. Here comes Cammie McEldowney for Versailles to Lindsay Winner, left corner. Winner starts to bring it back out. Now bounces it into Ording. She'll spin. Had it blocked by Winnen. Allie Winnen knocks it out of bounds on the baseline. 26 seconds gone in this fourth quarter. The Versailles Tigers winning the rebounding battle. 9 second chance points off of 11 offensive boards, and they've outscored Elyria Catholic in the paint 24-16.
Right there, that's the big story right there. You know, scoring in the paint and being able to convert, that's especially with the second and chance points is where they're getting those.
Caitlin McEldowney out to Cammie McEldowney, who lets loose on a 3. No good. Offensive board and the putback right on cue. Lindsay Winner. So again, the Panthers cannot keep Versailles off the glass. It's 42-32 Tigers. 1 minute gone in the final quarter. Here's a 3 off the dribble. Faith Williams just goes Steph Curry. Dribbles it up, lets it fly. She's done that a couple of times, trying to keep her team afloat in the semifinals. Timeout, Elyria Catholic.
Yeah, she's done a great job. And like we said before, she's putting this team on her back, and she doesn't want to go home. She wants to play for Saturday.
Versailles is paced by 12 points from Danielle Winner, 11 for Cammie McEldowney. Elyria Catholic now with 11 points from Faith Williams. Allie Winnen has 8 to go along with 9 rebounds. Get the edge on your competition and reach for low-fat chocolate milk, the official beverage of the OHSAA. Fueling up with chocolate milk provides fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. For more information, visit drink-milk.com. Here at the broadcast table at midcourt, sipping on our chocolate milk in between timeouts. Versailles will have the basketball, 6:56 to play in the game. Tigers 42, Panthers 35. Let's go back to Michelle.
Yeah, expecting some full court pressure here from Elyria, as you're seeing. And coach was adamant that the offensive boards for Versailles were the difference in this game. And indeed they are, by about 4 points.
Panthers do bring the pressure, Michelle, and Versailles goes down and scores, so they beat the pressure with ease. 6:42 left to play in the game, and it's Versailles 44, Elyria Catholic 35. Tigers back up by 9. Lori, Panthers are going to have to do a better job with that press.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Anytime you put a press on, you know, you're susceptible to getting long passes and making the game actually speed up.
Allie Winnen scores down low. 7-point game, 6:16 remaining. Versailles 44, Elyria Catholic 37. Backdoor cut, great feed pass to Cammy McElDowney. Wide open layup, give the assist to Lindsay Winter.
Yeah, Versailles has been trying to run that play all game, and, you know, the Panthers were doing a great job switching on it, and that time they got caught up on that screen for that backdoor cut.
Here's a three that misses from the right wing by Scheibelhut. Versailles rebound on the breakaway. McElDowney stops, two defenders run by, and she's left all alone for the kiss off the glass. Cammy McElDowney and Versailles marching towards another appearance in the state title game. They're up 11.
Yeah, that's the thing that Coach Steinbrecher wanted. She wanted to make sure that this was an up-tempo game, and she's really stressed that this quarter.
5:35 remaining. A foul call against Versailles. It's on Ellen Peters. That is the second on Peters. Team foul number 7 on Versailles, so Elyria Catholic has reached the bonus, but Williams misses from the line. This was a shooting foul. She gets 2. The 5'5 junior, 11 points. Here comes the second toss. Got that one. This is a young Elyria Catholic team. Only one senior starter. They are primed to make runs back here to the Final Four in the coming years for sure. And Faith Williams has one more year also. So Williams gets the second free throw. It's 48-38. Versailles the lead in the ball. 5.5 remaining. Caitlin McElDowney goes sprinting into the front court, yo-yoing the basketball. Gets it to Cammy McElDowney. Cammy starts right, now steps back, turns, and flings it left side. Peters on the wing. Danielle Winter fakes the lob pass inside, gives it back to Cammy. 5:10 to go to Caitlin McElDowney. She'll drive and get fouled. Trying to swap the shot, Kaylee Griffin got the arm of the sophomore, Caitlin McElDowney. She will shoot a pair, 5:09 to go, Versailles by 10.
Yeah, Versailles missed a mismatch in there with Lindsay Winters posting up against Julia Allegretto. I mean, he's had a little bit of a height advantage on her, and they just missed her in the post.
First toss splashes in for Caitlin McElDowney. Second throw. This one's off the side of the rim, swirls around the backside, and it is pulled down by Abby Winnen of Elyria Catholic. Panthers down by 11, under 5 minutes remaining. They're trying to get to their first ever title game. They'll throw it into Allie Winnen, and she's fouled, trying to work around the defender to get a shot up in the middle of the paint. So that'll stop the action with 4:51 to play. Foul is on Lindsay Winter. So here's Allie Winnen, the 6'1 sophomore. She and twin sister Abby, two of the top sophomores in the state of Ohio, and two very recruitable players, college scouts, already taking a look at the Winning Sisters. First free throw good, second one on its way, off the back rim, and pulled down by Danielle Winter. 4:45 to go. Lob pass, left side baseline. Lindsay Winter had it knocked away and a foul. So this one goes against the Panthers, against Allie Winnen. That is her third. So now you have three on each of the Winnen sisters and four on Kaylee Scheibelhut. Nobody for Versailles with more than three fouls. Lindsay Winter, the 6'2 sophomore, was the player fouled, but this is only the fifth Elyria Catholic foul, and it was not a shooting foul, so Versailles will inbound under the bucket. And Cammie McEldowney throws it in, but as she's inbounding, Jackie Stonebreaker calls a timeout. The Versailles head coach was worried that they were going to be hit with a 5-second call, so she'll stop play and talk it over. It's Versailles 49, Elyria Catholic 39. 4:42 left in the fourth quarter. The Ohio Department of Alcohol and Drug Addiction Services asks everyone to know the signs of pain pill addiction, such as unusual sleep patterns, withdrawal from friends and activities, excessive fatigue, constricted pupils, unnatural relaxation, and hostility. Please get help before pain pill addiction leads to other drug use or death. Call 1-800-788-7254. A message from the Ohio Department of Alcohol and Drug Addiction Services. Versailles making its ninth appearance in the Final Four, trying to get back to the championship game. A miss in the lane, ball tipped out of bounds. It'll still be Versailles' ball, 4:36 to go. The Tigers were the runner-up in 2014, champions in 15. Didn't get here in 16, runner-up last year. Shot in the lane, missed by Lindsay Winter, but she is fouled, so back to the line for the 6'2 sophomore, and now the size, quickness, and depth, all three for Versailles, really making an impact, and because of that, the Tigers getting to the free throw line.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, when you start being aggressive and the other team starts becoming a little bit more fatigued, that's the thing that happens to most of these players, you know, and then they pick up some cheap fouls.
First free throw good from Winter. Second toss, nothing but net. Two picture-perfect free throws from Lindsay Winter. 4.5 remaining in the game. Versailles up a dozen as they head towards that appearance on Championship Saturday. Here's Allie Winnen. Kicks it out for Scheibelhut. Drives and dishes. Again, it's Allie Winnen. Shot may have been partially deflected as it got up towards the side of the backboard. Ripped away by Danielle Winter. The Elyria Catholic fans wanted a foul call. They don't get it. Here come the Tigers. McEldowney lobs it out to McEldowney. Cammie to Caitlin. And now back to Cammie in between the rings out near the Scarlet Block O here at Value City Arena. A whistle and a foul away from the basketball. If it's on Scheibelhut, it is her fifth, and she knows it is. Kaylee Scheibelhut already heading towards the bench. The 6'2 senior has fouled out of this game with 3:54 left.
Yeah, that was a tough foul. They got their feet crossed up and ended up tripping, you know, having a tripping incident. And you hate to see that on your fifth foul.
Ellen Peters at the line. Free throw good. Versailles by 13. 3:54 remaining. Tigers 52, Panthers 39. Scott Leo here with Lori Bodnar and Michelle Memna, our broadcast team for the first of two semifinals. Second one scheduled for an 8 o'clock tip-off. Ottawa-Glandorf meets Columbus Afrocentric. And it's looking like the winner will take on Versailles. Second free throw good. 14-point lead, largest advantage for the Tigers out of the Midwest Athletic Conference. The fans from Western Ohio are sensing another victory coming. Here's a three. No good from the left wing. Rebounded by Versailles. Schill on the miss. Cammie McEldowney tries to respond. She drives and cannot finish the play. Faith Williams has it. Good turnout across the way. The fans from Dark County over in the far west parts of the Buckeye State. Down low, Allie Winnen lays it in. 53-41. Elyria Catholic back within 12 as we go under 3 minutes left to play in the game.
You're going to see Versailles probably take a little bit of air out of the ball right now just so they can, you know, get the clock going and stop it and then create some discomfort for the Panthers.
And Lindsay Winter with a miss, probably a quicker shot than Jackie Stonebreaker and her coaching staff wanted. Foul call out top on Caitlin McEldowney. So really a couple of mistakes there for the Tigers. First, the shot coming very early in the possession and not a great look. And now Caitlin McEldowney a little too aggressive with a 12-point lead, and she will send Faith Williams to the charity stripe.
Yeah, that's one thing you don't want to do. You don't want to stop the clock in a situation like that, especially when you have a comfortable lead. You know, again, I don't take anything from Versailles because they're still being aggressive, and it's going to be aggressive until the final buzzer.
Elizabeth Ording back in the game, replacing Lindsay Winter. Free throw good for Faith Williams. Versailles is led by 15 from Cammie McEldowney. Double-double for Danielle Winter, 14 points and 10 rebounds. Faith Williams, 14 points to lead the way for Elyria Catholic. Allie Winnen has a double-double for the Panthers, 13 and 10. 2:39 left. Versailles 53, Elyria Catholic 43. Once again, full court pressure coming from the team in green. But the Tigers easily beat it. Cammie McEldowney racing into the front court, lobs a pass to Caitlin. Left side wing, here's Danielle Winter. She will bounce it in towards the lane for Ording and a foul call. Stephanie Griffin is in off the bench for Elyria Catholic, and the sophomore is the guilty party on this foul. 2:23 showing on the game clock. That is eight fouls on Elyria Catholic, so the 1-1 now for the Tigers. Lindsay Winter is back in. She'll replace Danielle Winter. And Elizabeth Ording goes to the line. Gets it from the official. Four dribbles in the left hand. Spins it. One more dribble. Lets it go and sinks it. Elizabeth Ording, the 5'11 junior, puts Versailles back up by 11. And now Elyria Catholic pretty much has to score on every possession they have left.
They do, you know, and they have to make sure that their tempo is up. They can't be, you know, walking the ball up the court. They have to get it up the court quickly and look for a quick score.
Second free throw good. 2:17 to go. Pull up jumper right of the lane. No, as Schill missed it off the lip of the cylinder. And the Tigers with the rebound. And now Versailles can sense it. Faith Williams will push Cammie McEldowney out near midcourt. 2:07 left to play. And Versailles has a 12-point lead. The Tigers, with tremendous depth in addition to all the other characteristics, their athleticism, their ability to play in transition, their size, rebounding the ball, all of those things just wearing on Elyria Catholic over four quarters.
You're absolutely right, Scott. And the thing is, you know, Versailles could play any style of game, like we were saying earlier. I mean, they slowed it down and then they picked up the tempo. They went a little press now, man-to-man. They're switching it up and they're tiring out Elyria Catholic.
Second free throw good. So Cammie McEldowney converts from the line. 57-43, Versailles by 14. 2:07 left to decide this game. Cammie McEldowney now up to 17 points tonight. The senior guard, one of the leaders of this Versailles team. Jackie Stonebreaker talked about what a special player Cammie McEldowney has been for her program. Missed three from Abby Winnen at the top of the circle, and it is rebounded by Caitlin McEldowney. Versailles closing in on a trip to the championship game. 1:41 to play. Ellen Peters into the front court. Great bounce pass across the lane to Ording. Give the assist to Lindsay Winter. Winter stands 6'2". She's a great passer.
She is an excellent passer. I mean, she's made a couple exceptional passes this game, and that was one of her better ones right there.
Faith Williams launches the three and misses, and it's picked up by Lindsay Winter. She'll be fouled with 1:22 to play. Versailles with its largest lead now, 59-43. The Versailles Tigers are going to go to 28-1 with this win. They only play their MAC opponents, the Midwest Athletic Conference, once. They went 9-0. And it was interesting listening to Jackie Stonebreaker this week because she said, I can't imagine playing a double round robin with the type of competition we face. Playing everybody once is enough because they beat up on each other. Now, Versailles went unblemished, but they were tested. And she thinks that that MAC schedule prepares them every year for this postseason run.
Yeah, and she's absolutely right. I mean, she was saying every Thursday is like a championship game. They have to be ready for every single game every week on that Thursday night because they are going to get hit with some great competition.
Winner converts from the line. Here comes the second throw for the 6'2 sophomore who's really been a key cog for Versailles again this year. She connects on the second free throw. She's out of the game. Mallory Marshall, the senior, will get a chance to play here on the big stage in the final minute, 22. Versailles 61, Elyria Catholic 43. And here comes a change for the Panthers. Kennedy Bryant is into the game for the first time. She's a senior. Shore plays junior Reagan Schill. So a good opportunity for both coaches not only to get players in the game that don't play that much, but specifically seniors who this is their last chance to play here at the state tournament.
Yeah, and you know what? They will remember this game the rest of their lives, just being on this floor and at Ohio State.
Faith Williams with the finger roll, racing into the front court and scoring. 65 seconds to go. Williams with the steal. She's not done yet. Such a tough-nosed player for Elyria Catholic. On the break, missing the bunny down low was Bryant, the senior. She didn't get a second look at it, though. Ball knocked away, and Versailles comes up with the possession. 45 seconds to go. Williams a steal in the backcourt. The steal from Haley McEldowney, and then Williams lays it in. And Faith Williams is exhausted. Timeout is called. Faith Williams doubled over, hands on her knees, in the team huddle. She is not ready to quit. It's going to be too little too late. Her team is down 14 with 40 seconds to go. But Faith Williams now has 18 points, and she wants to play until the final buzzer.
Oh, she does. I mean, and that steal right there in the backcourt, I mean, she just picked the pocket, and she's like, this game is not over yet. And, you know, the one good thing is she's showing us leadership now. Just think next year when she's a senior, and she's going to put this team on her back.
40.3 seconds remaining, and it looks like Elyria Catholic coach Eric Rothgary will now empty his bench. For the latest Ohio High School Athletic Association news, visit the OHSAA's website at OHSAA.org and connect through social media. On Twitter, follow at OHSAA Sports, and on Facebook, search for the OHSAA. During the state tournaments, check out behind-the-scenes coverage on Instagram and Snapchat. Simply search at OHSAA Sports on both platforms. Versailles the basketball, 40.3 to play. They're on their way to another state championship game appearance. They'll inbound to Haley McEldowney. She works her way up the floor. Righty dribble across the timeline, crosses over to her left. Sky Rawson guarding, and Rawson commits the foul. 31.5 to play. Versailles leading by 14. The powerhouse program from Western Ohio, from Dark County, under the guidance of former Versailles standout player Jackie Stonebreaker. Really, they did tonight what they do best, and that is make in-game adjustments, try to take away your strengths, and of course, here tonight, that was their ability to crash the glass. The offensive rebounding really was a difference maker. 14 offensive boards for these Versailles Tigers. A couple of free throws good now with 24 seconds left. Missed shot in the lane from Allegretto. Rebound Tigers. 17 seconds left, and Lori Versailles, the number one team in the state, is going to advance to championship Saturday.
They are, and you know what? It started after that second quarter where Coach Stonebreaker, you know, gave her kids a talk and says, we need to up this tempo. We need to get after it. And from that point on, it was smooth sailing.
The buzzer sounds here at Value City Arena, and the celebration begins for the fans in orange and black. The Versailles Tigers defeat Elyria Catholic 63-47. Versailles now 28-1 on the year. Elyria Catholic sees its season come to a close here at the Final Four with a record of 22-6. Versailles shot 45% from the floor. They were not making threes. They were just 2 of 14, so they decided to drive with the guards, throw it into the post, do everything they could to score at the basket. And between that and the offensive boards, they pull away and win it. And Cammie McElDowney, the Versailles star, is with Michelle.
Cammie, congratulations. How does it feel to not only have led your volleyball team to a state final and the championship, but to get your basketball team there as well?
I mean, it feels amazing. It's been a dream and goal of ours, and just getting back here was amazing for us and so awesome.
I'll tell you, you play fearlessly. You're not the tallest girl on the court, but you play fearlessly. How much of that is you, and how much of that is your coach?
Coach gets on me a little bit, and that gets me going, I think. And, I mean, I wouldn't be where I am without her.
Talk to me about your senior teammates, like Danielle Winter, first and foremost.
We are so close. We've been playing since, like, fifth, maybe earlier in the days. And, man, just that chemistry between us, how we work together, it's irreplaceable.
Well, you can tell. And I had the pleasure of calling your championship volleyball game, and I'll have the pleasure of calling your state championship basketball game. Good luck as you find out who your foe will be next.
Thank you so much.
All right, Scott.
Thanks, Michelle. Cammie McElDowney, 17 points. 7 of 12 from the floor, and her classmate Danielle Winter, 14 points, 10 rebounds. So those two senior stars, Lori, combined for 31 points in this game. That's basically half the scoring for Versailles. And the aggressiveness, really, of this Versailles team at both ends of the floor, it's the reason why they're number one in the state, and it's the reason why they're 28-1.
You're absolutely right. I think on the defensive end, and it's hard to get teams to commit to the defense, and I think Coach Stonebreaker does a wonderful job of doing that, is getting her team, you know, to commit defensively and be able to play that aggressively.
63-47, Versailles advances over Elyria Catholic. Let's pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. You are listening to the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get up on Tank of Freedom, drive the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, find your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want to edge on your competition?
Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk. It provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Not only can the OHSAA's online fan guide help you get from here to the tournament game there, but it can also help you relive the sights and sounds of a great high school sporting event. The fan guide has driving directions to regional and state tournaments and ticket information, including several online ticketing options. If the game is out of town, a list of area hotels and restaurants is there too. After the game, the fan guide has apparel and OHSAA gear, official programs, DVDs, and photos. It's the OHSAA fan guide. Log on to OHSAA.org/fanguide today.
Get state tournament photos, programs, DVDs, and more at OHSAA.org/fanguide.
It's a final here in the Division III Girls State Semifinals as Versailles advances, beating Elyria Catholic 63-47. Scott Leo back with you. Lori Bodnar courtside. Michelle Mimna, our sideline reporter. And Lori, you can see why this Versailles team was picked to be here going back to the preseason, as their volleyball team was finishing up winning a state championship. There were eight players who were walking off the volleyball court, headed to basketball practice. And at that moment, people said, look out for Versailles getting to championship Saturday in March. And they've done it. And they've done it because they have really good talent. And you can see it's a very well-coached team.
It is a very well-coached team. And the other thing that you could see, it's a very close team. These girls look like they, you know, they just worked like hand in glove. You know, they were very confident in each other and very supportive of each other. And that is probably the number one thing when it comes to championship teams.
I think it's pretty remarkable because in the age of specialization, when you look at some of these smaller schools, they're all led by multi-sport stars. But how remarkable is it to be as good as they were in volleyball, to win the state championship, and then also to be able to do it in the same year, one season later in the winter with hoops?
It's absolutely remarkable. And you know, that, but it just shows the type of kid that you're getting, you know, from that volleyball team and performing like that on the basketball team.
For Versailles, Kimmy McEldowney led the way with 17 points. Danielle Winter had 14. They were two of four players in double figures for the Tigers. Lindsay Winter finished with 13, and Elizabeth Ording had 10. The top rebounders, 10 for Winter, so she had a double-double, 14 points, 10 boards, and 8 rebounds for Lindsay Winter. So both the winners almost went for double-doubles in this game. Rebounding was key. Plus 15, Versailles 39, Elyria Catholic 24.
Yeah, and if you would have looked at the first quarter stats, it was very close. I want to say that, you know, Elyria had more rebounds than Versailles, and then it, all of a sudden it clicked. You know, we need to start going aggressively to the offensive boards, getting second shots, and that's when it kind of turned around for Versailles.
The winners against the winnings. That was the matchup in the post. We managed to get everybody right, and it was the winners who got the win.
You're absolutely right, and you know what? You did a fantastic job with that one. I would have been tongue-tied the entire game on that one.
Versailles shot 45%, 21 of 47. Elyria Catholic, 41%, 17 of 42. Versailles plus 10 on those points in the paint, 34-24. 13 second chance points off the offensive rebounds, and also the depth made a difference. Versailles had 15 points from non-starters. Elyria Catholic only 5 bench points. Versailles can run players at you and wear you down. And once the front court players of Elyria Catholic started to get into foul trouble, you wondered if it was going to be the end of the night for the Panthers. And after that, they really couldn't make up the difference.
No, they couldn't. And when the fouls started accumulating, that was one of the things that happened, you know. And then Versailles just took advantage of that, and you know, Jackie does a great job of substituting girls in and out because she doesn't lose anything.
63-47, Versailles over Elyria Catholic. More to come from Columbus in a moment. Let's pause for these messages from your local station. You are listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Student athletes are unique, and so are their sports injuries. They need a level of expertise found only at Nationwide Children's Hospital. Our sports medicine experts offer something adult care providers can't, a complete understanding of the student athlete at 8 convenient locations across Central Ohio. To get your student athletes back in the game and keep them there, start by visiting nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine for more information. That's nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
There's people care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get up on Tank of Freedom, drive the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, find your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Every week, Spectrum Sports is your home for high school basketball. With live and streaming games throughout the season, expert analysis, and in-depth discussion during high school blitz, and inspiring highlights and features on air and on Facebook. From the tip-off to the final buzzer and everything on the road to state high school basketball lives here. The exclusive home of the OHSAA Spectrum Sports, exclusively on Spectrum.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Top-ranked Versailles back in the state championship game. They were the runner-up a year ago, trying to win their first state title since 2015. It would be their third in program history. Elyria Catholic bows out in the semifinals, their second trip to the Final Four, but Lori, it's an Elyria Catholic team that only starts one senior. They're young enough that they could be right back here this time next year.
Yeah, you're right. And the thing is now that they have that experience and it under their belt, you know, this stage won't be as, you can see on their faces, a little bit of panic, a little bit of excitement, and all jumbled up. So I think next year, if they get here, they'll be a lot more relaxed.
We will put a wrap on this one when we come back. Versailles defeats Elyria Catholic in the Division III girls semis by 16, 63-47. Let's pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. You are listening to the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
There's people care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get up off Hank of Freedom, try the American road. And with a off Hank of Freedom, find your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want an edge on your competition?
Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk that provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Fill up on OHSAA Twitter Bites by following at OHSAA Sports.
Versailles defeats Elyria Catholic 63-47. Semifinal number two coming up as Ottawa-Glandorf meets Columbus Afrocentric. That game will now tip off at 8:10. Pre-game coverage here on the network at 7:50. Lori, this was fun. We'll have to do it again sometime.
Yes, this was a great time.
Once again, our final score in this girls' Division III state semi, Versailles 63, Elyria Catholic 47. Tune back in to the OHSAA radio network for Ottawa-Glandorf against Afrocentric. Pre-game show at 7:50, tip-off approximately 8:10. On behalf of OHSAA Executive Director Dr. Dan Ross, Director of Communications Tim Streed, our engineer Aaron Cassidy, and producer Brent Ford, for my broadcast partners, Lori Bodnar and Michelle Memna, this is Scott Leo saying thanks so much for listening and congratulations to the Versailles Tigers. They're on to the Division III championship game. The preceding broadcast has been a presentation of the OHSAA Radio Network, fueled by Chocolate Milk.